The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Have you heard of the Medoc Marathon?
No.
It's an area in France, in Frankrijk. And it's a wine region. So Medoc, like we have, you know, Battle and in, Wellington, yeah. Stellenbosch and stuff. They have a marathon every year. It is a full-on sanctioned, like, 42-kilometer run. Everyone does it in fancy dress. So already, now that's a thing. 42Ks in a costume is wild. Mm. It's through the wine farms.
Okay.
You are tasting every mile, so 23 stops for wine tastings on the routes. All the way through, they are doing all of the best food from the area. So you have a waffle stop, a cheese stop, an ice cream stop, a steak stop, a biscuit stop, a this, a that, alipatir. So you're eating and drinking wine as you run. And then at kilometer 39, they have an oysters stop.
Oh my word. Hierdie marathon moet seker 'n halve dag vat, 12 ure.
6-hour cut-off, my brie.
Nee, nee, om so vinnig te hardloop en dan al die stops te doen en dan...
23 glase wijn.
Mm-hmm. No, thanks.
So, about 8,500 to 10,000 people do it every year. Apparently, it's a huge jolt. They have a carbo-loading dinner the night before. So you have a proper, like, music festival. And everyone eats pasta. They do a massive pasta carbo load dinner for 10,000. And then the next day, everyone gets dressed up in their fancy dress. And you're going to go and run this thing. I know a couple of people from South Africa who've done it, who've said it is the biggest vibe in the world. But on the official recommendations, Imodium. Vat het saam soos jy hardloop, because that oyster stop is coming.
Ja, die Imodium is hoog op die lys. Hierdie klink vir my... No, my idea van hell. And you know, I don't mind a run.
I thought you would have been in.
All of those elements together.
I was going to say, I'll do it if you'll do it.
No, I will not, Rob. Please
get count our costumes
me out.
Ready.
Give me zero for this assignment. No, thank you. It's hard enough running 1 kilometer. Now you must run 42 kilometers and you must eat and drink in between.
It sounds like a great walk.
Ek wil net klaar maak. You can't walk
no, you
it
can't
if it's a 6-hour cut-off. You cannot.
But it's the thing. It's like a mile at a time. So every mile, there's something fun. So you run 1.6, and then you get a treat. And then you run 1.6, and then you get a treat. No? Our producer in the background is shaking his head at me furiously.
He's a wise man, because I'm also shaking my head at you furiously.
If you're a runner, doesn't that sound like fun? Or does that sound awful?
It sounds awful to me.
It happens in September every year.
Can it not be that the whole banquet is after your race? Because dan is jy honger, jy soek 'n bietjie van iets om net 'n bietjie te relax en so. Afterwards, count me in there for the wine and the cheese and the waffles and the ice cream and the food and the steak. Maar gedurende... Nee. Gedurende die dag.
Kilometer 39, oyster stop. Come on.
Count me out.
Fresh. Slurp of seafood there.
Hou op.
Huh?
Hou net op.
Wat dink jy?
Nee, ek sê nee. It's a hard no from me.
Fine. Roz is out. She doesn't want to be on my team. I want to go and eat oysters at kilometer 39.
I actually think this is the only way that we could get Rob Forbes to run a marathon.
Correct. That is a true story, Roz.
Fighter.
If you're a runner, I want to know. 0848500942. Are you joining me on this ridiculous quest to go and eat and taste wine our way through the French wine farm in a full costume of some kind? And hope we make it within 6 hours. Acting kind of jovious. Mixed responses. Should we go with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Mixed opinions on whether or not this thing is going to work.
Rob, ek weet nie hoe fix is jy nie, maar jy neem bokslesse, so ek neem aan jy is redelik fix. Honestly, dink ek nie gaan jy dit maak tot by kilometer 39 nie.
Cleaning companies, because you're just going to be quitting your whole way through. The people that actually lives on the sides of those roads should hose you down, because the quits will be running down you. Like, it sounds like fun. I would most probably try it, but I think by the third stop, yeah, I'll be done. And then meet me by the waster stop then after that. I'll be there.
Not a quitsos.
Quitsing. That is hilarious.
I've got a couple of takers.
Hey, Rob. Sir, I am not a runner. But for the wine in the oysters, I'm there. When do we go? Are we going this weekend?
It's in September.
Rob, count me in. Send me the entry form. I'm there. This is Amanda, and I'm up for that. Come on, let's do this.
Let's do it. Come on, Rosie. It'll be fun.
No, you know, you say it's only in September as if the... it's around the corner. I think most of the training you would have to do would be like to mix up random things that you would eat and then kind of prepare your stomach. I think your legs and your body would be okay with running the marathon. But om al die bolle makisi te eet wat in jou mag opeindig. No, thank you.
So that's a no.
It's a hard no.
It's a hard no even.
Hard.
Really?
No.
Mackenzie.
Have you ever, how far have you ever run in your life?
5Ks maybe.
Can you imagine doing that like 8 times over, right? At 42.
No, honestly, I can't.
But then in between, still eating los en fas. My umat al say, ooh, to eat los en fas, eating all these different things.
No, I mean, a marathon's like running from the Union Buildings to Braamfontein. This fair, my bro.
Pretty much, yeah.
But what if there were snacks along the way?
It's still a no for me because I'm a sensible human being.
Okay. Well, Amanda, and I don't know, isn't there a name in this WhatsApp? No, there's no name in this WhatsApp thread. I'm going to look into it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ek gaan alleen kyk.
In September.
Yeah.
Kan ons gaan?
Yeah.
42 kilometers.
It's still a no for me.
23 wine tastings.
Like, you're not going to sell this to me.
Waffles. Ice cream.
Nope.
Steak in France. No. And an oyster right at the end.
I'm not buying what you're selling, Rob Forbes. Try another person. Because it's not me.